Come on, Melvin.
Melvin?
Melvin?
He's always been a special boy.
He's just trying to give you some good advice.
Come on, Melvin.
Good morning. You're on Melvin's Love Line. Who's this?
Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, girl. What's your problem?
Well, my problem is I'm in a situation where I'm seeing a 36-year-old man. But
how old are you?
Yes.
I'm 23.
Okay.
Okay.
Seeing a 36-year-old man, got it.
Yes, okay. He has two jobs, which are his first job is Burger King and his second job is Hardee's. And he rides a bicycle and he has no phone, but he has a beeper. And he has four kids.
Let me get this straight. He's 36 years old with four kids, two jobs, one at Hardee's, one at Burger King. He rides a bike.
Yes.
He's 36 years old. You're 23 and you're in love.
So how long have you been dating Forrest?
Forrest?
We've been dating for about a couple of months now. Well, my question is, I just wanted, you know, to know if I should go ahead and continue with the relationship.
Yes. Well, let me say this.
Say yes.
I don't know what has happened to the gentleman to be and not have any more than that. However, he seems to be a hard worker. Plus, you wouldn't want to pass up that monthly 29 cents burger.
It's not about the material things.
Mm-hmm.
It's love and special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cold in the wintertime, right? I'm saying the boys.
But he found love. Don't listen to him. Keisha, you're 23 and you found a good 36-year-old man.
Wrong legs.
So
I think you might want to look a little more.
Okay.
Good morning, you're on Melvin's Love Line. Who's this?
Hey, Tom, good morning. This is Ted from Chicago.
Hi, Ted from Chicago.
Hey, Melvin.
What's your problem, Ted?
Well, Melvin, it's kind of embarrassing a little bit. I want to talk to you about this church that I go to. The pastor, his wife is touchy-feely.
Touchy-feely? What do you mean, Ted?
Pardon me?
I said, what do you mean?
Well, she pinched me a couple of times back
there. Well, better her than the pastor.
Yeah, well. But what I want to know, Melvin, if I should inform the pastor or just move on to a different congregation. But everybody know about it.
Well, wait a minute. Why don't you do this? Because you took two extremes. You said, should I inform the pastor, which means to tell her husband, or change congregations. Why don't you just say something to her?
Well, I have.
What did you say it, and what did she say?
Well, she just laughed.
She laughed. Okay.
Where does he pinch you?
In the rear.
She pinches you in the butt?
Yeah, to preach the pastor's wife.
Did you tell your wife?
Do you have a wife?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, I see.
Okay, then. And so she said nothing when you told her. Did you tell her to stop or did you just say, I know you're pinching me?
Yeah, what did you say? That's what I wanted to know at first.
I just groaned a little bit. You're not half bad. But...
Yeah, so you just have to tell her. You have to say something to her this time. Say something to her about it. It sounds like you moaning for love.
Yeah, it's kind of uncomfortable a little.
All right, Ted.
All right.
How did you groan, Ted? Can I hear
it? Sorry, Melvin.
Come on, Melvin.
This is Melvin coming at you with something for all my peeps in the 9-8.
Yeah, come on.
And it goes like this.
Break it down, break it down, break it down.
On special days, I wear my necklace of pearls. Black mini skirts are all part of my world. Some people think I'm deranged.
You ain't crazy, baby.
I let them know I do not have a problem. Women frown cause I look better than them. Even when I'm at close range.
Is that a beard?
I'm just trying to be me, putting on my high heel shoes. Ooh, my feet are tight. I cannot help it if I'm dressing up just like a girl. My real self is set free, moving what I got to move.
Oh, shake it, baby.
I cannot help it if I'm dressing up just like a girl, like a girl, like a girl. All right.
I'll see you, Bell. I'll see you, bro. Wear that thing, Melvin. Tell me more, tell me more.
I think I was a woman in my past life. Since I've been grown, I never wanted a wife. I just wanted to look like a one.
You got it, you got it.
My sex appeal just cannot be resisted. Men follow me, they can be persistent.
Hey.
That's why I carry my stun gun. My feet ain't like a guy's. Mm-hmm. Blue contacts in my eyes.
Kinda pretty, baby.
I don't stand up when I go pee, go pee.
Go pee? Huh?
I'm not ashamed to express myself when I'm around somebody else.
Well.
I'm just glad that I'm free. It makes my life easy.
Well.
Don't tell him why. I'm just trying to be me, putting on my high heel shoes.
Let me try them on too.
help it if I'm dressing up just like a girl. My real self is set free, moving what I've got to move.
Shake it, baby, shake it.
I cannot help it if I'm dressing up just like a girl, like a girl, like a girl, like a girl. Yes, like a girl, that's for like girl, RuPaul like girl, like girl, and Little Richard, like Johnny Mathis.
Hey.